This recording, Serbia 2, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comic at Secure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. The area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there, there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that an animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Kama, Kama," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Kama was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered eder. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Kama and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure." I've been playing Tamburica for almost 15 years. Tamburica is a Croatian traditional instrument played mostly by people in north of Serbia, east Croatia, and south of Hungary. It's an acoustic string instrument with frets, pretty similar to mandolin. It's a family of instruments. Has a bass size to like soprano size, I think 5 or 6 different sizes depending on the area you are. There's also a couple of different tunings, but most popular is AE tuning, which means that some of the instruments have the top string tuned to A and other instruments have top string tuned to E. Also, all the instruments have their strings tuned to the perfect fourths. So starting at the top string, it's either A, E, B, F sharp or E, B, F sharp, C sharp. Na desnoj obali reke, počinjući od samog mosta, nalazi se glavnina Kasabe, sa čaršijom, delom u ravnici, a delom na obroncima bregova. Na drugoj strani mosta, duž leve obale, proteže se Maluhino polje, raštrkano predgrađe oko druma koji vodi put Sarajeva. Tako most, sastavljajući 2 kraja Sarajevskog druma, veže Kasabu sa njenim predgrađem. On the right bank of the river, starting from the bridge itself, lay the center of the town, with the marketplace, partly on the level and partly on the hillside. On the other side of the bridge, along the left bank, stretched the Maluhino polje, with a few scattered houses along the road which led to Sarajevo. Thus the bridge, uniting the 2 parts of the Sarajevo road, linked the town with its surrounding villages.